says Toshima, come and I'll bring you proof. Mi plukta the Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi. It's a famous machlokes for Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in Tamura. When you have an animal and you want to make Tamura, you have an animal that's Kodesh, and then you take an animal that's Chulin and say Zukizu. The Tanam, we learn like this. Harezu Tamura Soila. Somebody takes an animal that's Chulin, his own private animal, it's not Hegdish, and he says, this animal should be Tamura Soila. Should be instead of a Korban Oila. Should be the Tamura of a Korban Oila. And also Tamura Shlomim. That's what he said. Should be a Tamura of a Shlomim. So what is this? Harezu Tamuras Oila Dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, we say Tofas Lashon Rishon. What came out of his mouth first, that's what he meant to say. So since first he said, Harezu Tamuras Oila, it's Chal the Kedushas Oila upon this animal. So this animal now has a Kedushas Oila. Once it has a Kedushas Oila, you can't change it over now to make it into a Shlomim. Therefore, what you say when he says secondly, Tamura Shlomim, it means nothing. So that's Reb Meir Shita. So again, somebody says, Harezu Tamura Soila. And then he says right away, Tamura Shlomim. So Lachur is Harezu Tamura Soila. You go bust of the first thing that came out of his mouth, and the first thing he said was, this animal should be a Tamura instead of a Korban Oila. So it has Kedusha Soila. And secondly, when you say it to be a Shlomim, that's nothing, that's not Chal. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. For Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. Im lekach niskavim mitchila. If that's really what he meant to say, then it could be like this. Hoyo v'yev shalikroi shnei shemos kechod. Since it's not possible for him to say both words at the same time, dvorov kayamim could be both the words that he said is kayim. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So here, when this person said, Harezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlomim, since he said one after another, and Rabbi Yossi says, we don't go both of the first Lashon, because it could be really he wanted both of them to be Chal. Just he can't say two at the same time, so he had to say one first and the second one second. But really he wants them both to be Chal B'Vasachas. If you want them both to be Chal, so it's true, here both of them Dvar of Kayamin. How is that possible? Halacha is that this animal has now like a Kedushas Oila and a Kedushas Shlomim, and therefore the animal itself can't be used for anything. But halacha is Tiror, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, let it pasture out in the fields, and when it becomes a Baal Mum, you sell it, and with the money you get from this animal, you go and buy two animals, and one of them you make into an Oila, and one of them you make into a Shlomim. So by Tumur, it's possible for both Kedushas, like the Kedushas Domim, to be Chal upon this animal. So that's the famous Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Do you go bust the Tofas Lashon Rishon? Do we say what comes out of your mouth first? That's what you mean. That's Rav Meir's Svara. Therefore, it remains the Kedushas Oila. And Rav Yossi says no, since right away he said a Rezu Tumur Ashlamim, so he says Svara, really he meant both to be Chal? And we don't just look at the first word that came out of his mouth. But rather we say he meant both of them. So true, both of them is Chal. Now, the Afilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir's Svara of Tofas Lashon Rishon, you go after the first word that came out of his mouth, the Afilu Rabbi Meir, Loi Komar, he didn't say, Elo de Loi Omar, only we did not speak out, that Loi Teichazu Elim Kem Cholazu. Even according to Rabbi Meir, when does he say that the first word you said, Harezu Tumuras Oila, that's it? Even though right away you say also Tumuras Shlomim, the second word we don't look at, but Tofas Lashon Rishon, that's only because you did not speak out of condition. Because you said it this way, Harezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlomim. But Mashma, if you would have made a condition, that if you would have spoke out that, Loitechalzu, Elim Kem Chalazu, because you didn't speak this out. But Mashma, if you would have spoken out like this, that you don't want the Oila to be Chal, unless it's also Chal de Shlomim, then even Rav Meir would have agreed to Rav Yossi that both are Chal. Avol Hocha, so therefore in our case over here, by Kayim Lechi, and then Hufa, and then Mufa Lecha, and he made a condition that he only wants that Koma to be Chal if that for is Chal, Avol Hocha de Yomar, Loitechal HaKoma, Elim Kem Chal HaFor. But now a Shaila was again where the husband first said, Kayim Lechi, I want another to be good. But then right away he said, Muf Lecha, with the condition that I only want our Koma to be Chal if the Afar is also Chal. So then the Chura Reb Meir Nami Moida. Reb Meir would also agree the Afara Chala. The Afara would be Chal. So Chura will be pushed from this Shaila that both the Koran to Reb Meir and the Koran to Reb Yosi. When you make a condition, we say that's what you really meant. In other words, even though the person first said the word Kayim Lechi, we say, so what? We don't really say you're Madafkin in a rush to keep the first word you said Kayim Lechi. And that means the nether should be good. And then later when you said the word Muflechi, the Iki Kavana was that you also want that to be Chal. It's like the first word is the main thing, and the second word is you just want that also to have space left over, that it should also be Chal. That was the Svara to say that neither of them are Chal. But we see from Rameya, you don't say that Svara. You only say Tofas Lashon Rishon when you do not make a condition to keep the first Lashon also. But even though you said Kayim Lechi, and then you said Muflechi, if you make a condition that you only want the Akama to be Chal after the Afara, so we see now you make a condition that you want the Afara to be Chal, we say it doesn't matter that you said the word Kayim Lechi first. Even though you said that word first, then the Svar is a person can't speak out two words at 1 second, at one shot. So you have to say one then the second. That's the Svar. Really you want to say both. But you can't say both at the same time. Only Hashem can say two at one time. We can't say two words at one time. That's the Svara. So therefore, when you said the word Kayim Lechi first, it's not that that was your main kavana to keep the first word. No, since you said the word Meflecha right away, both are equal kavanas. And now when you make a Tanai in condition, you speak out clearly that you only want the Akama to be Chal after the Afar is Chal. So then we've listened to the condition that the main thing is on your mind is that the Afara should be Chal, you want to make it that this nether should be nothing. And then, if the Akama can be Chal, let it be Chal. But it just can't. Once the husband abolishes, takes away the nether, there's nothing there to make Akama on. But this is a raya, both according to Rabbi Yosi and according to Rabbi Meir. That again, that even though you said one word first, we don't say that's the main thing in your mind. If that would have been the svara, then when you say Kayim Lechi, that's the main thing you mean. Even though right away you say Muflechi, you only mean to say that you don't want that Akama to be Chal totally, you want to leave over a little space for that Afara. But at all times you want the Kayim to be there. So then we say the Afara can't be Chal. But you see from Rameya and from Rabbi Yosi, not like that. That even though here, first he said is Harezu Oila, and then he said Harezu Shlomin. Still, if he makes the condition that he means both of them to be Chal, we talk to say that's what he means. That we don't look at the first word, that's the main thing he meant. Harezu Tumuras Oila. That's it, that's the main thing he meant. No. He said Harezu Oila, and then he says Harezu Shlomin. So even according to Rameya, why does Rameya say it's an Oila? That's because he only said these two words. Harezu Oila, Harezu Shlomin. If he only said these two words, then we say Avada, Tafas Lashon Rishon. But once you go and make a condition that you don't want the oil to be chal, lest the shlomim is chal, then we say for sure you mean your condition. You thought about the second one as much as the first one. So here also, since he said kayim lechi, but then he said mufalechi, and he made a condition that he only wants the akama to be chal if the afar is chal, we listen to the condition. If we listen to the condition is that the afar has to be chal. The akama can't be chal, because the akama can only be after the afara. And once you have afara, once you take away the nether, that's it. And you can't make akama anymore. There's nothing there to remake them. That's the treatise of Shaila. Right, then I'm going to ask another Shaila. Boyu Rava. Rava has a question like this. What about if somebody says, Kayim or Mufulachi Bevasachas Mahu? The husband said to his wife, when he heard the nether that she made, he said, Kayim or Mufalachi? I want the nether to be good and not be good. What's the locha? What's the main thing here? What's what takes place? So Ran says, Kloima. 10 lines for 8 lines from the bottom. Mufalachi Bevasachas, Kloima. Te Kayim Luchudei Lav Klomu. O Lechihu Shekoilon Shtem Kachas. That maybe the Kayim Luchi by itself is nothing. That's why I put it together. So that's the Shalva Basakas. What happens here? So Toshma, the Yomar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Kol Dovo Sheinu V'Zeachazer, Hafil B'Basakas Einoi. Anything that can't be one after another, if the two things are like stira, you can't have both one after another, then B'Basakas also you do not have it. So Rabbah says like this, Hu Pashtinu Leimid Rabbah,
The Yom Perak Yishra Hish Mekadesh. Kav Yom Mekadesh Shtei Achoyis. Kachas. The man goes over to two sisters, and he says to both of them, Arei Atem Mekadeshes Li. So he gives them both the same time money. He goes to two sisters and says he's Mekadesh to both of them. So Lachar is, Kivun Lemotz Leketshinu Bezachazir. If you Mekadesh one sister first, you cannot go to the second one and make kedushin to the second one, because she's an heir to you. Achos ishtecha is also to you. So male the kedushin is not chal. If so, Rabbi's story is, afilu b'vasachas leka. Even if you do it at the same time, also, both of them are not chal. They're like steers one to the other. Yisachi nami, leka l'sfuki b'yakoma, u'vafor klal. It's like neither of them is chal. That's where the one learns shot. In other words, like nothing, neither of them is chal. Since if you say hakama first, you can't make hafara. Or if you say hafara first, you can't make hakama later. So these two things are stira. Either you're making the nether good, or else you're taking away the nether. But you can't, therefore, since if you do one, you can't do the second one after it, they're opposites. So you put them together, they both fly and fall away, neither of them is here. Therefore the husband says, Mavasachas, Kayim Lachi, Muf Lachi, nothing is chal. It's as if he didn't say a word. Therefore the nether is still the way it was before, and whatever he wants to do, he can do now. If he wants to now be made for it, he can be made for it. If he wants to be making it, he can be making it. But the way it is right now, nothing is chal. Boy, Rab has another shayla. What about somebody says, Kayim Luchi Hayim? I want your nether to be Mekuyim today. The husband heard about his wife made a nether, and he says, today I want the nether to be good. Mao, what's the locha? What does this word of Kayim Luchi Hayim mean? Mi Armina, do we say, command the Yomalo, Muf Luchi Lamocher? It's as if he said, listen, I only want this nether to last for one day. But I'm like speaking out now that after this day, I want the nether to be Mufar. I want the nether to go away, and then in the climate, maybe the nether only lasts for one day, and after this one day, then the nether goes away. I do marhola yomalo. Or maybe, no, he didn't say that though. Because he didn't say that clearly, that after the day the nether should be mufer, should go away. He only said clearly, I want the nether to be mekuyim for today. That's the question, do we make this diyek or not? So Ran says, tochikoma, kayim l'chi ayayim bovad. That's all he said. But the other way is no. True, we only said the nether should be good for today, but you can't make this deed to say that tomorrow the nether should go away automatically. Because that he didn't say. That's the shayla. Is that called a good hafara for tomorrow or not?